Next is a letter to Dr. Knapp regarding patient Josephine. Josefina. Last name Castano. Castano. Date of birth is 7/7/1949. Dear Dr. Knapp, I had the pleasure of patient Josephina Castano in the office on 1/23/2013. Per as you recall, this is a 63-year-old Hispanic female, and this is him on myself in the office on 11/6/2012 for evaluation of nocturnal dyspnea period. At that time, she related frequent nocturnal dyspnea to awakening her from sleep with associated nausea period. No other complaints period. Patient subsequently had an echocardiogram completed on 12/12/2012. Showing left atrial and right atrial enlargement with remainder of intercarotid dimension per normal with normal left atrial wall thickness, normal contractility period, LV of 55-60% with mild mitral regurgitation, mild tricuspid regurgitation, mild pulmonary hypertension with right ventricular systolic pressures, 38 millimeters of mercury period. She also had nocturnal pulse oximetry completed period. She presents a follow-up period. She still has intermittent nocturnal dyspnea period. It also relates occasional transient sharp chest pain lasting less than a minute period. No shortness, breath, or rest. Nausea and diaphoresis, neck, chest, arm pain, palpitation, syncope, nerve syncope, without an PND, or exertional dyspnea period. Paragraph on physical exam. Vitals as follows. Heart rate 94, rest rate of 14, blood pressure of 120/68, weight is 189 pounds, height is 5'3", period. HENT is unremarkable. There's no JVD or cryopyrosis noted, period. Heart is regular rate and rhythm. With a  2/6 stockmer per no S3S for noted, period. PMI is not displaced, lungs are clear. Abdomen soft, non-tender, positive bile sounds, period. Extreme home dry, without cyanosis, pallidemia, period. Pulse are intact, times 4 extremities, period. Paragraph. And impression 1, atypical chest pain. Doubt cardiac etiology number 2, likely sleep apnea period. Nocturnal pulse oximetry shows approximately 13% time. O2 saturation is between 80 and 90%. Next number, mild mitral regurgitation / tricuspid regurgitation. Next number, mild pulmonary hypertension. Next number, asthma. Next number, obesity. Period. Paragraph. Recommendation 1, patient clinical records improve in my case. Patient number 2, recommend pulmonary medicine evaluation, including sleep study, to exclude sleep apnea. Next number, patient otherwise follow up in 3 months or prior as needed. Paragraph. Thank you much for allowing me to take care of this patient. Question and concerns, please know that to contact me. Signed, sincerely, Dr. William Gillett, Comedio.